There's so many people that are broken and hurting, and they just need hope. They need Jesus in their life, and they don't know the hope that we know. And, you know, Christmas is coming, and, you know, there are loved ones to see and gifts to give and baking to share. And, you know, we prepare our homes every year for this celebration that's about to come. And yet, you know, it's even more important that you know, we take this outward preparation that we go through, but it's also important that we prepare our hearts. We prepare our hearts. It's an Advent season, and today marks the day, the first day of Advent, the first Sunday of Advent. You know, it's a beautiful season that it's a reminder that we should prepare our hearts as we prepare our homes to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is... He. At the start of this week, we light the first candle, and which is the candle of hope. We have the candles out here, and Lottie's already lit the purple candle. And you know, is your heart? I want to ask you this morning: is your heart filled with hope? Is your heart filled with hope? Do you have a confident expectation of your tomorrow? Are you confident if you left this world today, you know tomorrow it doesn't matter because you know you're going to be in heaven with Jesus? Do you have confidence in that? And what happens when the road ahead is filled with loss? And it is, with stress. It, you know, it weighs on our shoulders. And when confident when we are confident, that confident expectation for tomorrow, I tell you what, it overcomes anything, right? But sometimes our confidence dwindles. Sometimes our hope dwindles a little bit because of stress and life and stuff that goes on. And sometimes we can feel hopeless. And I know that in a time like this that we're going through, we feel like we want to do things, and somebody, you know, there's always this stress. We got family members that are sick. I've got pastor friends that are sick, and we're praying diligently for them. And you know, we have this, our hope kind of dwindles because I see a man, there's a friend of mine, Hal Perkins. He's been an evangelist. He's been a lifelong pastor in the church. He, you know, and he is sick with COVID, and he's really sick. He's in bad shape. And unless Jesus, and unless a miracle happens for us, we may lose Hal. But Jesus may gain Hal. Hey, amen. He's already got him. But what I'm saying is Hal may be face to face with his Lord and Savior. Those times were hard to understand, and sometimes it dwindles our faith and it dwindles our hope, and our confidence kind of dwindles a little bit when things like that happen. That's my point. And how can we walk in hope when we feel hopeless inside? In one word, the answer is confident expectation. We put our hope and trust in Jesus. And Jesus, in all things, we put our hope and trust in Him. And I want to say, Jesus is the reason for the season, right? It's all because of Him. It's not because of Santa Claus. It's not because of the gifts. It's the gift that He gave, that God gave, and that's Jesus Christ. Hope in Jesus comes from more than just a belief that He once was a baby in a manger, and this hope in Him has been called the anchor for the soul. It is something deep within that secures you through the storms of life. That's what holds you together when everything else around you is falling apart. We hope for help. You know, we are invited to come to Him and confidently ask Him for help. And Hebrews 4:16 tells us to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. We have hope to overcome. Things that leave one feeling powerless and hopeless come in many forms. And with Christ's strength, you can overcome great obstacles in your life. And faith in Jesus gives us that hope and help to overcome. In 1 John 5:4, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We have hope for power, and sometimes in life we find ourselves with a task that simply is too big for us, something that we can't accomplish on our own. We do not just need a cup of God's strength added to our own. We need His strength in us to do what we need to do. He will give it to you. He will give you strength. And 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." You know, when we see our weakness, it's an entry point of God's strength to give us access to His power. When we're weak, He is strong. There's things that I could never do, and one of them is standing right up here speaking His Word, preaching to you this morning. I could never do this without the power and the strength that Jesus gives. This Holy Spirit moving inside of me and helping me speak. I could never do this on my own. We have hope for eternity. When we put our faith and hope in Jesus, it not only gives us help and strength and power for where we walk today, but it also gives us hope for life after death. It is a confident expectation of the ultimate tomorrow. Amen? It's not about today. It's about what comes tomorrow. May the God of hope this morning fill you with joy and peace. And trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm not done yet. You know, when we light these candles, it's simple, but yet profound to me. It's a testimony to the power that lights up the darkness, because light overpowers the darkness. Just a small flame overpowers the darkness. And when you walk in the light, when Jesus is your light, wherever you walk, it overpowers the darkness. Amen? That's something that's a blessing upon us. We have to remember that no matter where you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but you can fear no evil. Why? Because Jesus is with you. Amen? In Micah 5:2, it says, "But you, brethren, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient time." Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." Isaiah 9:6-7 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a sign is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Amen. Psalms 130 says, "I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope." And Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings of eagles, and they will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint." In Romans 15:12 it says, and again, Isaiah says this, "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations, and him the Gentiles will hope." May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those are scriptures that I've read this morning about hope. The hope that comes in this Christmas season, this first advent of hope. You know, week one, I said, of Advent starts the message that in the birth of Jesus Christ, in His life and His death and His resurrection is what Advent's all about. And hope enters the world as it was then, it remains today. Hope is on the way. When the Jews were waiting for the Messiah for 400 years, they didn't hear from God and they waited for hope to come. And yet today we're still waiting. We're still waiting because He's coming again. And we're waiting for that blessed hope. But I'm telling you right now, it's something to look forward to because hope is on the way. You know, we can think about that word, and I always like to look at definitions. And if we look at the dictionary definition of the word hope, when we draw our attention to it, the word means, when it's used as a noun instead of a verb, you know, when we learned this in grade school, we learned that a noun is a person, place, or thing. But a verb, you know, a verb is a part of speech in most languages that express existence. It expresses action or occurrence. And so when we use the word hope as a verb, you know, our sentence sounds like this. It says, "I hope this is not a rough or cold winter." Or, "I hope that the pastor doesn't preach too long today." That's supposed to be funny. You know, when I use the word in a different context, when I use the word hope as a noun, my sentence sounds different. It says, "Well, I hope that You know, this chemotherapy was the last hope for a cure. See, there was a difference. Another one is there is no hope that Mark will get any better. Wait, he's not listening. I won't go there, Mark. I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there. You know, I want everybody to know, and I want everybody watching on Zoom to know that hope is on the way. That's what this message is all about. This morning, as we celebrate this first Sunday of Advent, this Advent season, as we've already lit this candle, Jesus Christ, our hope, let us all look forward to that blessed hope that's to come. This whole season, let us build build up to Christmas Day, thanking and praising God for sending Jesus. You know, people need hope during times of darkness, and that hope in Christ is, Christ was the hope of the world that sat in darkness for many years without hearing the voice of God, like I said before, for 400 years. You know, and at His birth, hope came to the world. You know, God was silent for all those years, and they didn't hear anything. And it was a very dark time. And hope in Christ, that hope is Christ, that Christ was the hope of the world that sat in darkness for many years. The blessing of Israel was that He would bring light to a dark world. And He would give them hope. And that hope was found in Jesus Christ. You know, throughout Jesus' ministry, He brought hope wherever He traveled. He brought hope to the aged temple watchers when presented at 8 days old. And in Luke 2, it talks about that. He brought hope to the woman at the well. He brought hope to the maniac in the cemetery when He cast out the demons and they fled. He brought hope to Mary and Martha when He raised Lazarus from the dead. He brought hope wherever He went. And He can bring hope to you today. He is our blessed hope. And in Titus 2:13 it says, we know that Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen. I know He's coming again. I don't just think it. I know it. Amen. And He's going to come again. Hope is a temporary need of the soul. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about that. And the reason love is greater than faith is because on heaven's shore, a faith journey will end and our faith will be sight. Just as faith is a temporary need of the soul, so it is with hope. And on that day, we stand before Jesus Christ and see Him face to face. I can't wait for that day. We will have no need for hope. We will then know Him even as He now knows us and He knows you. We will stand before Him. We will stand before Him and we'll know Him and He will know us. The one who gave His life for me and you to be able to stand before Him and see Him face to face, and we'll live with Him eternally. Man, what a blessed hope. You know, I pray that this morning that this will be our rally cry for the holiday season to everyone that we meet, everyone that we come in contact with that seems that they have lost hope. You can tell them this, hope is on the way. You know, psychologists will tell you, you can read studies that this time of year that people get depressed. And it's one of the most stressful, depressing times of the year is during the holiday season. And I would say this year is probably one of the most stressful holiday seasons we probably had in many, many, many years. More depression is diagnosed during these seasons than any other time of the year. And I know we sing that song, "I'll Have a Blue Christmas." But I want to tell you, we don't have to have a blue Christmas, because hope is on the way. And I want to take that message to anyone, to the single mother who cries herself to sleep at night, praying that God will take care of her and her children. I want to say hope is on the way. To the stressed out mothers and fathers who are trying to teach their kids remote learning at home, I want to tell you, hope is on the way. Amen. I want to tell you that the lonely people in this world, the lonely widows, the lonely people who are at home or bedridden or can't get out, I want to tell you that hope is on the way. I want to tell everyone that is fighting battles, whether it's spiritual battles, physical battles, it doesn't matter. Hope is on the way. There's no need to be silent, because there's no need to fear. Hope is on the way. When your heart is broken in two and you're standing in a rubbled, broken life, I want to tell you, God's Word says, hold on, my child. Your weeping only lasts for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful thing? Hope is on the way. And I want to ask you this morning, will you acknowledge that this morning? Will you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your hope? Will you acknowledge that with me this morning? He is the only true object of hope. Hope is on the way. And if you don't have that hope, if you don't have Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to say to you right now, where you're at, you can get out of your car, you can stay in your car, but just bow your head and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I accept you into my life. And I realize hope is on the way now, where there was no hope. That's all. Just come into a relationship with Him and ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. And you'll know that hope that I'm preaching about and talking about this morning. I hope you leave here better than you came. I hope you have that hope in your life and share it with everybody during this Christmas season. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you for being here again today. And I want to say again, carry that message that hope is on the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all. Have a blessed day. I love y'all. Amen. Amen.